The message from God's Word today comes from Proverbs chapter 31. So I'd ask you to join me in that passage if you have your Bible today. Proverbs chapter number 31. When you find your place in Proverbs chapter 10, we'll read a portion of several of these verses in just a few moments. But for the time being, I'd like you to notice just the first phrase of Proverbs 31, verse number 10. The Bible declares this question: who can find a virtuous woman? Who can find a virtuous woman? I love the picture given by the language in even just these few words. That word translated virtuous in our text literally means a force. In Hebrew literature, even in the Old Testament, this word is at times used to describe an army, wealth, virtue, valor, and strength. It is the quality that renders the person or the thing described this way as the quality that is desirable, valuable, and useful. It's the equivalent of a mighty man of valor. Here in Proverbs 31, it is used to describe the woman. A woman, a virtuous woman, is a force. She is fierce, in the best possible description of that word. In the Hebrew text, this passage forms an acrostic. Verses 10 through 31 each begin with a sequential letter of the Hebrew alphabet. There are 22 letters in the Hebrew alphabet, and each one of these verses begins with a letter of the alphabet from the Hebrew alphabet in sequential order. Because of this, some have referred to this passage as the building blocks of a virtuous woman. Several others have described it as the ABCs of the perfect wife. I think these are limited, and so I've chosen just to use the Hebrew, the Jewish title for this passage of Scripture, which is that phrase you see on the screen, Eshit Kail. Rather than reading the whole passage, I want to select some verses that communicate the overall message of this text, and we'll begin in verse 10. The Bible says, "Who can find a virtuous woman? For her price is far above rubies." Verse 15. "She riseth also while it is yet night, and giveth meat to her household, and a portion to her maidens." Verse 20. "She stretcheth out her hand to the poor, yea, she reacheth forth her hands to the needy." Verses 25 and 26. "Strength and honor are her clothing, and she shall rejoice in time to come. She openeth her mouth with wisdom, and in her tongue is the law of kindness." And then verse 28 on through the end of the chapter. "Her children arise up and call her blessed, her husband also, and he praiseth her. Many daughters have done virtuously, but thou excellest them all. Favor is deceitful, and beauty is vain. But a woman that feareth the Lord, she shall be praised. Give her of the fruit of her hands, and let her own works praise her in the gates." Today, as we consider the Eshit Kail, we will consider what the virtuous woman is, what the virtuous woman is not, and then we'll also see some examples of the virtuous woman from the Scriptures. Before we continue, though, let's pray and ask God to help us as we look to His Word. Heavenly Father, thank you so much for the precious privilege of holding the Word of God in our hands, but even more in our hearts. I pray today that you would fill me with your Spirit, that I might preach the Word of God powerfully, persuasively, and practically. I pray that you would fill every listener with your Spirit in this auditorium or that is listening by way of the internet, that they might hear and receive what you desire them to from your Word. Every one of us has something from your Word, from this passage that you desire to speak to our hearts about. And I pray that you would open our ears, our minds, and our hearts to the Word and the Spirit of God, that you might accomplish your work and draw us closer to the Savior, Jesus Christ. And if there is one who does not know Jesus today, I pray that you would bring them to an understanding that we are all sinners condemned by our sin before a holy God, and that Jesus Christ is the one and only Savior who can redeem us from that place. And we'll be sure to praise you for it. In Jesus' precious name we pray. Amen. I want us all to have our ears and minds and hearts open to the Word of God today. You might sit here this morning as a man, as a young man, and think, well, if we're talking about the virtuous woman, there is nothing for me today. And that is not true. There is plenty for you from the Word of God. You might be sitting here this morning and say to yourself, well, I am not a wife and I don't intend at any point in the near future to be a wife, so there's nothing for me. Can I tell you today, the Bible here does not say a virtuous wife, it says a virtuous woman. There is much for all from the text of the Word of God today. And let's begin right in that place with what the virtuous woman is. I believe this passage declares to us at least three characteristics, traits, of the virtuous woman that are so important to your life and to mine. Notice, first of all, of the virtuous woman, that she is a woman with a sense of worth. She is a woman with a sense of worth. Look back in your Bibles at verse number 10. The Bible says, who can find a virtuous woman? For her price is far above rubies. The Bible tells us in this text that the value, the worth of a virtuous woman exceeds that of rubies. It exceeds that of precious jewels. Drawing from my experience with women I know and care for in my life, I have been brought to an understanding that women can struggle with a sense of worth, can struggle with their view of themselves, of their value, their significance. My experience has also led me to understand that I can help or hurt the sense of worth among the women that I know and care about. In my life, in my relationships with family members, I can help or I can hurt the sense of worth in my mom, in my sisters, in my wife, in my daughters. I have come to understand more and more that God has given me as a man, as a husband, as a son, as a father, as a brother, a responsibility of supporting and encouraging that sense of worth in the women that I know and care about. Listen to the truth of the Word of God, whether you are that one, that lady today who struggles with that sense of worth and value, whether you're a man or a young man who needs to understand better this recognition that you can affect the sense of worth for help or hurt in the women you know and care about. Every woman has worth. Every woman has the potential to have great force and the potential to be very fierce in life. every woman. We need to keep in mind that Proverbs 31 was written in the context of a Jewish mindset. This is Old Testament scripture, and as the penman is writing under the inspiration of the Holy Spirit of God, it is written within the context historically of Judaism and the Jewish mind and heart, and it was written in a way for that mind and heart. The word translated rubies in our Bibles in Proverbs 31 verse 10 is a generic Hebrew word just for a jewel that to the Jewish mind in particular would be better represented by a pearl. Even today, Jews reading from the Hebrew Scriptures might think of a pearl as they're reading this text from the Hebrew Scriptures. One Jewish author writing about the Eshit Kail said this, according to the Talmud is the book of assorted writings and teachings based on the Torah, rabbinical teachings and traditional interpretations of the Torah, the Old Testament, that the Jews have. And she says, according to the Talmud, women were created with an extra dose of wisdom and understanding. This is deeper than a woman's intuition, that sixth sense that we often think of it as. She says it is the ability to enter something and understand it from the inside. Why compare a woman's value to that of pearls? In Hebrew, the word for inside is similar to the word for pearl. A pearl can only be formed inside of an oyster. Natural pearls form when an irritant, usually a parasite, works its way into an oyster. As a defense mechanism, a fluid is used to coat the irritant. Layer upon layer of this coating is deposited until a dazzling pearl is formed. Irritants are cumbersome. Irritants are annoying. Often they are painful, but they can also be catalysts for great transformation. Similarly, the Eshit Kail faces changes and transitions, peaks and valleys, twists and turns. She balances commitments and responsibilities in the home, community, and workplace. But through all the irritants, challenges, and imperfections of life, the Eshit Kail manages to develop her relationship with God, for she knows it is He who sustains her throughout the ebbs and flows. Through layer upon layer of strength, courage, persistence, wisdom, and valor, she is transformed into a pearl, and she is radiant. The scriptures declare in this text that the value, the worth of a virtuous woman far exceeds rubies, far exceeds jewels of great value. Ladies, today recognize that you have great worth. No matter what your life looks like at the moment, do not doubt that you are precious and have the potential to be a great force and to be very fierce. And to guys, both men, both young and old, assign the worth to the women you know and care about that you should. Husbands, you should assign great value to your wives. Dads, you should assign great value to your daughters. Sons, you should ascribe great value to your mothers. Every woman has value, has worth that we should recognize. But notice, secondly, not only does she have a sense of worth, but she is a woman who recognizes positive character. Throughout this text, the Bible describes the character of a virtuous woman. You can search and find a multitude of lists summarizing the character of the virtuous woman from these verses. Do a Google search on virtues of the virtuous woman or characteristics of the virtuous woman, and you'll come across devotionals and articles and videos and all kinds of materials summarizing the characteristics of the virtuous woman. I would simply summarize them this way. The virtuous woman is a hard-working, strong, compassionate, fearless, gracious, joyful, thoughtful, and wise individual. I submit to you this morning that positive character can be seen in women, both saved and unsaved. But what sets apart a child of God? Your character should be directed and developed by Jesus. Let me ask today, who or what is directing and developing your character? What are you listening to? What are you looking at? What are you looking to direct and develop your character? There are many resources out there that offer aid for directing and developing character. You can read self-help books and articles. Social media professionals will offer you aid. Sitcoms and soap operas will do it for you. But I'm speaking this morning to some young teen ladies, some college-age ladies, some young single and married ladies. Who are you allowing to direct and develop your character? Who or what holds the greatest sway in your life? There are those here today with young families, empty nesters, retirees, widows, or those who have perhaps remained as single throughout their lives. Can I ask you, who or what are you looking to sustain your character? Who or what are you looking to continue to direct and develop your character in life? The virtuous woman recognizes what true positive character is, and more importantly, who and where true positive character comes from. Study Proverbs 31:10-31. Write down your own list summarizing the positive character that is expressed. And above all, remember that your character should be directed and developed by Jesus Christ. Thirdly, she is a woman who should be praised. When we speak of a virtuous woman, we speak of a woman that the Bible describes here as one who is praised. The foundation of that praiseworthiness is centered in what verse number 30 says when it says, favor is deceitful and beauty is vain, but a woman that feareth the Lord, she shall be praised. Fearing the Lord is the center of a praiseworthy, virtuous woman. She is one who fears the Lord. This is an essential quality of the virtuous woman. If today you are here and you're a husband or a dad or even children, whether young men or young ladies, you need to take heed. Husbands, if your wife, I hope you don't have wives, okay? That is a completely different issue we'll deal with another time. Husbands, if your wife is one who has or is developing the positive character traits described in this text, if she is one who is allowing her life and her character to be directed and developed by Jesus, you should praise, honor, and support her. Do not fail. If you have a daughter or daughters, men, you need to be involved in training them to allow Jesus to direct and develop their character. Go overboard to praise them when they demonstrate positive character. Graciously and consistently correct them when it is necessary. And most importantly, consistently exemplify Christ-like character yourself. Children, Those of you who are sons and daughters in this room, and that would describe all of us. But I'm specifically speaking to those whose mothers are still here with us. Are you a blessing to your mom? You say, well, yeah, Pastor, of course I am. How could I not be a blessing to my mom? Be a blessing to your mom by loving, respecting, honoring, and praising her. There may be some single moms out there who feel pretty lonely. It is a grind just to make it day by day. The Lord is there for you and will help you. And I pray that the Lord will raise up those around you who will support you, love you, and encourage you. There may be some single ladies out there who are not married and do not have children. You are not any less of an individual if that is what God has for you right now. Honor the Lord. Be that virtuous woman whose character is directed and developed by Jesus. Your value is no less. Your opportunity to be a force and to be fierce is no less. This is what a virtuous woman is. She has a sense of value, true worth. She knows positive character, and she is to be praised. This morning, I want us to look at a second thought that we can glean from the text and from the examples of Scripture, and it's this: what the virtuous woman is not. A virtuous woman is one who has that true sense of worth. She understands that her value comes from God and God alone. She is one who understands what true positive character looks like and where true positive character comes from. She is one who is to be praised. But it occurs to me that we can be guilty of wrong perceptions as it relates to the virtuous woman. I mentioned at the beginning how some have referred to this passage as the ABCs of the perfect wife. They do so connecting it with the reality that these words were given by the mother of Lemuel to Lemuel as instruction, believing it was to be used for what he should look for in a wife. Even if that is the context and the proper view of this passage, that does not imply that one must be a wife to be a virtuous woman. So let's identify what the virtuous woman is not. Ladies, get this. The virtuous woman is not perfect. I could be mistaken, but I think often that lack of sense worth, self-worth, excuse me, among ladies comes from the recognition that they're not perfect. If we're not careful, we will get this idea in our minds and project it on our wives, our moms, and our daughters, and on ourselves, that the virtuous woman is perfect. We expect it of others, and we expect it of ourselves. The problem with expecting perfection is twofold. Number one, perfection is not possible. Number two, the expectation of perfection will always lead to disappointment. If you expect perfection of yourself, husbands, if you project the expectation of perfection on your wives, if you project the expectation of perfection on your mom, if you project the expectation of perfection on your daughters, the problem with that is the expectation of perfection will always lead to disappointment. It will not take long to experience that disappointment when you expect perfection in yourself or in someone else. To believe that the virtuous woman is perfect, or to expect the women I know and care about to be perfect, is to believe and expect a lie. It is a deception. If as you view yourself, Your view of being a virtuous woman is, I need to be perfect. You're believing a lie. If what you project on someone else is an expectation of perfection, you are projecting a philosophy and a belief that is a deception. No one can be perfect, and the expectation of perfection will always lead to disappointment. Ladies, you do not need to be perfect. To expect that of yourself is to believe that lie. Don't accept that lie for yourself. Men, again, do not project this expectation on the women you don't care about. The virtuous woman is not perfect. Notice this, secondly, the virtuous woman is not problem-free. I can't be a virtuous woman. I have problems. I can't be a virtuous woman. My husband has big problems. This thinking that the virtuous woman is somehow problem-free is just wrong thinking. Do you have problems and struggles? Have you been there or there? Are there currently hiccups in a relationship? Is your family the picture perfect of whatever you expect the picture perfect family to be? Have you or are you dealing with some mental or emotional challenges? Do you struggle with feelings of regret, failure, and disappointment? You say, yes. Can I tell you a secret? We're all on the same ship. I have problems, if you didn't know. You can just de-greet me today as you leave and call me Pastor Problem or something. I have problems. There are times in my life that my life is messy. There are times in my relationships that my relationships are messy. Our family relationship, I'm talking between me and my wife and us as parents and our children. We have hiccups in our relationships at times. We have and do experience mental and emotional challenges within my home. There have been and are feelings of regret, failure, and disappointment. You will have problems, but here is the wonderful truth. Your problems do not define you. Your problems need not take away from who you are and what you can do. A pearl is a perfect illustration of the virtuous woman. What defines you is not the problems that you have, but the transformation that you experience as you face and grow through your problems. That's what defines you. So don't go around thinking today that I have to be problem-free. The virtuous woman is not problem-free. And then I want to give you this third thought. The virtuous woman is not perfect. She's not problem-free. And get this down. The virtuous woman is not identical. Pastor, what do you mean by that? You are not and should not be the carbon copy of someone else. That's not what makes you or puts you on the path to being the virtuous woman. Do we have in our minds some specific context of what the virtuous woman is? Do we picture here a well-dressed, successful woman who has a husband, successful career, and 12 well-mannered children? You laugh. Ladies, when you have approached the Proverbs 31 passage, is that kind of what you picture in your mind? And here is what the virtuous woman looks like. And here's how she's dressed and made up. And here's how her family always is every time. Maybe you even have a particular person in mind. That's what I think of, and that's what I need to attain to be that woman, to have that worth. Listen to me carefully. The virtuous woman is not identical. She's not a carbon copy of somebody else. Wash that picture out of your mind this morning. And then repeat after me. I mean that, ladies. I want you to talk. If you can't do it out loud for some reason, at least do it in your heart. Here's the truth. I am uniquely created and gifted by God, perfectly designed by His sovereign wisdom and power to fulfill His purpose, to reach my potential, and to influence others for Christ. Ladies, that's the truth about you. God has uniquely created and gifted you. He has perfectly designed you by His sovereign wisdom and power to fulfill His purpose, to reach your potential and influence others for Christ. Whether you stay at home, work, or study, whether you are single, married, or a mom, whether you are widowed or divorced, whether you are a single mom, whether you have kids, want to have kids, are waiting to have kids, whether you are young or not so young, whether you're whatever it may be, every girl and woman can say that statement with confidence, knowing that you have intrinsic, God-given worth. Your potential and power do not come from a particular life situation, from societal dictates, not from your career, not from the clothes you wear or the social circle you enter into, not from your physical appearance. That is not what your potential and power come from. Your potential and power come from the reality that you have been created by God, uniquely gifted and perfectly designed to fulfill His purpose and reach your potential. Stop comparing yourself with someone else. Stop comparing yourself with someone or something that doesn't even exist. Stop focusing on the external. Press into Jesus. Let Him direct and develop your character. Believe, not in yourself, but in Jesus in you, to make you in your situation a radiant jewel for His glory. That's where you should be. What the virtuous woman is, she has a sense of true worth. She knows who and where true positive character comes from. She's to be praised. What she is not, she's not perfect. She's not problem-free. She's not identical, a carbon copy of someone else who may not even exist. But one who understands the reality, I am uniquely created and designed by God, perfectly designed to fulfill His purpose, to grow in Christ, to accomplish what He has led me to accomplish, to reach my potential and influence others for Christ. And then I want you to see finally this morning some examples of the virtuous woman. We're not going to jump to dozens of passages of scriptures. I'm going to give you some to think about with a little tidbit about their life. These are women in the scriptures who would be marked as virtuous women in God's records. They are women in the scriptures who had problems, who weren't perfect, who weren't carbon copies of others, who weren't in one particular context or life situation, who are honored by the Word of God. To illustrate that these thoughts that we've given are scriptural, not only from this text, but from the scriptures, I want you to consider these examples. These are women of different times, experiences, and circumstances who are honored in the Word of God. I'm just going to give them to you this morning. Think of Mary, mother of Jesus. A teenager who became pregnant by the miraculous work of God, was misjudged by some around her, but was the human instrument of God's plan to deliver and raise the Messiah. Think of Rahab. Rahab was a harlot. Yet she protected the spies of Israel in Jericho. She placed her trust in God, saved her family from destruction, came into the family of Israel, and became an ancestor of King David and Jesus Christ. Think of Ruth. She was a woman of Moab. According to the book of Deuteronomy, God cursed Moab. He placed an eternal curse on Moab. Ruth came from Moab, this nation who had been eternally cursed by God. Yet she followed God and her mother-in-law back to Israel, where she married a prominent man named Boaz. She became the great-grandmother of King David and an ancestor of Jesus Christ. How about Mary Magdalene? Mary of Magdala. According to Luke chapter 8, she was a woman who lived for a length of time possessed of 7 demons, who experienced the healing power of Jesus, became one of His most loyal followers, and became the first eyewitness of His resurrection. How about Sarah? Sarah doubted God for a time, didn't she? And yet she became the mother of Isaac at 90 years of age. And though she doubted God for a time, she is listed in the hall of faith for trusting God to be faithful to His promise. How about Miriam, the sister of Moses? She joined with Aaron at one point in attempting to usurp Moses' authority. But she served God for a generation as a prophetess, was a praise leader in Israel, and an example for the women of Israel to cling to and to follow and pattern after. Bathsheba had an affair with David, but she gave birth to King Solomon and became a part of the lineage of Jesus Christ. Rachel, Hannah, Elizabeth, and Anna all experienced the inability to give birth, or they experienced widowhood, but they were greatly blessed and used by God. Deborah was a judge in Israel during a tempestuous time, in a time of the nation's history, who challenged and motivated Barak to do the work that God called him to do. Esther was a young lady living in the time of captivity, who was placed by God as a young lady, maybe even yet a teenager. Yet she was placed by God as a rescuer of her people and a ruler of the Jews in a Gentile empire. How about Priscilla? She was a church leader in Acts chapter 18 who, along with her husband, provided for the Apostle Paul and took Apollos, one who powerfully preached the Word of God and was used by God to instruct him more perfectly in the way of the Scriptures and of God. Fit that into your theology somewhere. And we could go on and on through the Scriptures, giving example of women who were honored by the Word of God, who were honored by the Lord and used by God in great ways. You say, Pastor, why do you list all of these examples? Listen to me carefully. Here's why. Because I want you to understand, none of these were perfect. None of them were problem-free. And none of them were identical. They weren't a carbon copy of each other. Yet, every one of them allowed God to direct and develop their character, and they became a radiant jewel for the glory of God. If they could do it with their imperfections, their problems, their life circumstances, their failures, so can you. Whatever you have experienced, however you may have failed in the past, whatever your current situation is, whatever the problems you may be facing right now, give your life to Christ. He will direct and develop your character and make you a radiant jewel for His glory. Who can find a virtuous woman? For her price is far above rubies. Would you bow your heads and close your eyes with me this morning? With our heads bowed and our eyes closed, yes, a good portion of the preaching was directed toward ladies, but there were truths for all of us. Men, ladies, young men, young ladies, moms, dads, husbands, wives, children, single ladies, widows, widowers, divorcees, there were truths that all of us can take, learn from, and apply to our lives. Perhaps this morning is the preaching has gone on, the Lord has dealt with your heart. Ladies, has God brought you to a better understanding of what the virtuous woman is? Has God spoken to your heart about what the virtuous woman is not? Has God spoken to your heart about looking to Jesus Christ to direct and develop your character rather than all the places you can look to in this world? Has God encouraged your heart that even in your life situation, your context right now, you can be a radiant jewel for His glory? Men, has God spoken to your heart? Young men, young ladies whose moms are still with you, has God spoken to your heart about how you should honor and praise and support your wife, your mom, your daughters, dads? If God is speaking to your heart, in just a moment, as we have a time of invitation, the Lord, the Holy Spirit of God, is convicting or challenging, comforting your heart. And as He is doing so, you respond as God leads. Husbands, maybe you need to grab the hand of your wife, and bring her to the altar, or bow there in your seat, and pray and ask God to help you to be a better lover, a better supporter, a better encourager of your wife. Son, maybe the Lord would lead you to take the hand of your mom and bring her to the altar and say, Mom, I'm sorry, I've not praised and honored and loved you the way that I should as your son or as your daughter. Perhaps, Dad, you need to grab your daughters and bring them to the altar or bring them to bow with you at the seat and say, I need to do a better job of helping direct and develop your character, of praising the positive character and graciously and lovingly correcting you when the character is not what it should be. God may have spoken to your heart on any number of levels. Regardless, you respond as the Lord leads. Heavenly Father, as we come to the time of invitation, I pray, O God, that You would do a work of transformation in the hearts that need transformation today. That You would do a work of encouragement in the hearts of moms and wives and ladies that need encouragement. Lord, call us to obey You as You lead in these moments. And we'll be sure to praise and thank You for it in Jesus' precious name.